This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The polls are officially open. Today is Election Day. Not only will voters in Wisconsin be asked to decide local, state, and federal elections, but all eyes of the nation will be on Wisconsin as the presidential election between former President and Republican Donald J. Trump and Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris takes place. Wisconsin is considered to be one of the most purple states in the nation, and it's been a battleground swing state for both campaigns. If you didn't register to vote before today's election, you can still cast your ballot. You can register at the polls. You'll need your driver's license or state-issued ID or passport and proof of address such as a bill or bank statement. The polls will be open until 8 o'clock this evening. When voting, not all IDs are created equally. Brittany Merlot reports.
And Wisconsin's voter ID can be a nightmare for college students. Students can use their student ID if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with the Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote.
If we're going to have a voter ID law and the purpose of the law is to identify a person's name, who they are, match their photo to their name, then I don't see why it has to be a limited number of IDs that are acceptable.
She says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. I'm Brittany Merlot.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Megan Wolf, the chief elections official in Wisconsin.
So if somebody does come in with some type of political hat or shirt or other display of a position on the ballot, they're going to be asked to not come in with that on to potentially change it.
Wolf says any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls. On election night, the state's biggest city could cause everybody else to wait. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Milwaukee's absentee ballot results are typically reported late on election night, often after midnight. That's due to the large number of ballots and state law restrictions. The Wisconsin State Senate earlier this year blocked a bill to allow earlier absentee ballot processing. That means Milwaukee can't start to count until election day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson knows people across the state and the country will be paying attention.
And so we know that there are going to be a lot of people who are watching Milwaukee. And we know, because we will require this, we always have required this in the city, that in Milwaukee we will follow the law. At the same time, we encourage every eligible voter to participate.
Tune in tonight for special election night coverage from throughout Wisconsin. Polls close at 8. Our early coverage begins at 6. Right here on 97.9 WGBW. It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
I think a lot of our jurisdictions went into this election knowing that we were going to have a high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Absentee ballots can be counted at some polling locations as soon as the polls open this morning. Others, such as municipalities with central count locations, won't start counting until the polls close at 8 o'clock. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
college basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spinoffs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at Season 3 after Season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy, drizzly, becoming breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get into the low 60s this afternoon. The wind picking up and switching to the south 15 to 25. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.